ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Bava Basra Daf Kuf Mem Tes. We'll begin with the suffix of the Gemara, Yiboy Luhu Mocher Kon Lechos of Mahu. The Rishayim explain, the suffix of the Gemara is, if a Shechiv Mera sells all of his Nechosim, as opposed to a case where he gave it away by Matono, that we saw in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis, if a Shechiv Mera gives away all of his Nechosim by Matono, the din is that if he gets better, he has a right to get his nechosim back. As the Gemara there explained, there's an umdino, a person will not give away all of his nechosim unless he thinks he's going to die. Here the Gemara is a suffix that maybe mechira is different. He didn't give away the nechosim, rather he sold them. Then why should the mechira be different than a matano? So the Adrama explains, and other Rishonim say similarly, that where he sold all of his nechosim, so he does have the money which he got from the sale, so it's not like he gave away everything and he leaves himself with nothing. If he doesn't leave himself with anything, even metaltalin, there we could assume that obviously he thinks he's going to die. Otherwise he would not have left himself without anything to live on. Now Shenk, in a case where he sold his nechassim, there he has the money from the sale to live on. There perhaps there is no umdino that he's only selling it machmas miso. The other tzad, the Yadirma explains, is that even though he does have the cash from the sale of his fields, still that's not something which a person relies on fully. It's something which could be stolen. And therefore if he sold all of his karka, we would still assume that his intention is to sell it because he doesn't think he's going to live. Now, we should just point out that even though the Gemara later on Amud Beis, does say that when the Mishnah says, Shire Karka Kol Shehu It's Lav Dafka, even Metatlin also is considered Shir, meaning if he lives over Metatlin Kadei Parnasosai, it's called Matna Shechiv Mera B'Miktas, and we don't assume that he sold it only Machmas Miso. If so, why don't we say the same thing over here, where he sold his Karka, and he now has the money, it should be like Shire Metatlin Kadei Parnasosai, where there's no Umdana that he sold a Machmas Miso, and he cannot be Chayzer. Here as well, what is the suffix of the Gemara? And here, what we have to explain is that there's a difference between a case where originally he had karka and metatalin. He sold the karka and he left over for himself metatalin. There, since he left over something for himself to live on, we considered a matana b'miktas, and he cannot be chayzer. Mashenkin, in this case, the suffix of the Gemara over here, he did not have metatalin kadei parnasasai. He just had karka. That was most of his assets. And he sold all of his karka, and now all he has is the money from the sale. Here the Gemara has a tzad to say that this is worse than the case where originally he had metatlin kadei parnasasai. Here in this case he did not have metatlin kadei parnasasai. What he had was karka, and by selling it he's changing his karka into metatlin. That's something that a person would not have done unless he thinks he's going to die. This is the explanation of the Yad Rima, the tzad to say that the mechira is nisbatel if he gets better. We assume that he only sold him achmas miso because he went ahead and he sold karka, and he left himself only with metatlin, with the cash, which is not secure. A person would not have done that if he thinks he's going to live. Now, I'll mention another important point which the Rishayim bring over here on this suffix of the Gemara, Mochar Kol Nechosov, the Ritva, and the Muki Yosef. They say the case has to be talking about where the Shechiv Mera did a Maisa Kinyan to sell his Nechosim. They explain that the Chiddush of Divrei Shechiv Mera Kiksuvin Kemesurim Dami, that's only in a case where he gave his Nechosim away by Matono. There, the Rabbanah made a special takana that Matono is Chal with an Amira, even without a Maisa Kinyan. If, however, Shechiv Mera wants to sell his nechosim, even on the side that he's selling it machmas miso, like the side of the Gemara over here, that if he gets better he could be chayzer, he's only selling it because he thinks he's going to die, still the din is that if he does die, the mechira is not chal unless he actually did a maisa kinyan. The Rishayim may add that we see in the lashon of the Gemara over here, that matna Shechiv Mera ki Yerusha Shavi Rabbanon, the gather, how matna Shechiv Mera works, is similar to a Yerusha, and therefore the whole takana is dafka in a case where he gave it b'matana, not in a case where he's selling his nechosim. Therefore, according to the cases, he made a kinyan, and more than that, the kinyan has to be done me'achshav. If he's selling it and the kinyan is meant to be chal only later, la'achar miso, also cannot work. Part of the chiddush of matna Shechiv Mera is that it's chal la'achar miso, but there a person would not be able to do a kinyan which is only chal la'achar miso. Therefore, here, when he's not giving it b'matana, rather he's selling it, this is not included in the chiddush of matna Shechiv Mera, therefore we'd have to sell it with a ma'isa kinyan to be chal me'achshav. Now, the achronim point out, Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Yurim, nice tof kuf lamed vov, as well as in the Tshuva Sachiezer, Chela Gimel, Simon Samachaches, Ois Gimel, they point out that the Mukiyos fits well Lishi Tosei. We discussed this back in Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. We mentioned over there Machlekes Rishenim between the Mukiyos and the Rambam. We mentioned the Stipler who's Mayrach about this Machlekes. And that is what happens in a case where Shechiv Mera gave a Matana. He didn't have to do a Maisa Kinyan, Dvarav Kiksuv Nekum Surim Dami. However, he did do a Maisa Kinyan. And he said clearly that the Maisa Kinyan should be Chal Me'achshav. If he didn't say that it should be chal me'achshav, then already gets into a different question. Perhaps his kavana is that the matana should be chal la'achar miso. So this may possibly make things worse. It should be a reason why the kinyan may not be chal. This is the sigil later on Daf Kuf Nun Beis. But Akapam, in a case where you said clearly that the Maisa Kinyan is intended to be Char right now, so here you don't have to come on to the Chirish of Dvarav Kiksuv and Kumasun and Dami. However, what happens if he gave away all of his Nechasim with the Kinyan of Me'achshav, and the ending got better? Do we say that in this case also he could be Chazer from the Matana? The sheet of the Nemukah Yosef later on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph is that in this case also he could be Chazer from the Matana, even though in this case it's not the pshat that he could be Chazer because the Matana has not yet been Chal. A regular case of Matna Shchimra, which is Chal La'achar Misa, that is an additional reason why it could be Chazer, because the Matana is not Chal until La'achar Misa. In this case, where he made a Maisa Kinyan to be Chal Me'achshav, if he does end up dying, then the Kinyan is Chal from the moment of the Maisa Kinyan. Still, the Nemukah Yosef says the din is that if he ends up getting better, he could be Chazer from the Matana. The pshat is because it's like a Tanai, even though he didn't speak out the Tanai, but based on the Umdana, he would not have sold all of his Nechasim if he thinks he's going to live. It's as if he made it tonight in the Mechira, and therefore, if he ends up getting better, the Mechira is Nisbatel. On the other hand, we saw the sheet of the Rambam is not like this. The Rambam holds that in this case, if he gets better, he would not be able to be Chayzer, since he did a Maisa Kinyan to be Chal Me'achshav. Akapam, the Achrayim explained that in Mukhi Yosef over here in Ersugyo, who explains the suffix of the Gemara of Mechir Kol Nechasov, is talking about where he did a Maisa Kinyan to be Chal Me'achshav, and the Gemara is sad to say that maybe if he gets better, he could be Chayzer. The Pshat is that it fits well Lishitosai, even though there's no tzad to say that it could be Chazer because it wasn't Yechal, on the tzad that the Mechir was Chal, then it's already Chal from the moment of the Maisa Kinyan. But still there's a tzad to say that it could be Chazer if he gets better, because based on the Umdana, it's like the Mechir was Al-Tanai, that he doesn't get better. If he does get better, then the Mechir is Nisbatel. Now if whatever you hold like the sheet of the Rambam, that even when a Shechimra gives a Matano, the din is, if he does a Maisa Kinyan to be Chal Me'achshav, later if he gets better, he cannot be Chazer. If so, Akarchel, the case of the Gemara, the Gemara's Shaila about Mechira, is not talking about where he did a Maisa Kinyan to be Chal Me'achshav, because then it will be Pashut that he cannot be Chayzer. The Rambam will have to learn a different Pshat in the Gemara. We won't get into this right now. Rabbi Chanan the Kavod Shum over there discusses how the Rambam can possibly learn the Gemara. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara's Pashut this Shaila of Machar Kol Nechasov, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav im Amar Einei Chayzer, Vizimin Amar Yehuda Amar Rav im Amar Chayzer. V'lai Pligi Hada Isnu Luzuzi Beng Nayu Hada Perinu Bechayvei. As the Rashbam explains, the Gemara is Peshit, that if he still has the money be'en, then the din is in him Omar Chayzer. For now, which he held on to the money, that seems to indicate that his intentions are that if he gets better, he wants the Mechir to be Nizbatel. If, however, he used the money to pay up a Chayv, for now, which he did not hold on to the money, that indicates his intentions are the Mechir should be Nizkayim under all circumstances. Now, the Rimagash and the Yad Rima, they learn the Gemara the opposite of the Rashbam. And the Gemara says, Had Isnu Zuzi Beinayu, Had Perinu Bechayvay. The Gemara means that if it's Isnu Zuzi Beinayu, he still has money, that's called that he's being Mishayer. Therefore, the din is Mamad Einay Chayzer. If it's Perinu Bechayvay, he right away used the money to pay up his Chayv, so he did not leave anything for himself. That indicates that it is Machmas Misa and Mamad Chayzer. The Yadirma adds further that Dafka in a case where he paid up a Chayv with it, since the Chayv had been around before he sold his Karka, therefore, we assume that the reason why he sold it is to pay up the chayiv, not to leave the money for himself, if it's considered like a case where he was not shy or anything. And Huadin, he says the same thing will also be if immediately after he sold the karka, he gave the money right away with matana, there also will assume that his intentions was not to leave it for himself, his plan all along was to use the money and give it b'matana. If, however, he only gave away the money b'matana a while after he sold his karka, then the deal will be that he cannot be chayzer from the mechira. We look at it as if the mechir was with the shiur. However, as far as the Matana, that obviously he can't be Chayzer from. And he continues on, he says, surely in the case where the money was stolen or lost, there for sure, it's possible that in that case he cannot be Chayzer from the Mechira. His intention was to hold on to the money, and therefore it's considered that he was Mishayer. Now just to go back, the way we explained originally the Shaila of the Gemara, according to the Yad Rima, he explained the Shaila was, do we say that since he sold the Karka, as opposed to giving it away by Matana, his intentions are to hold the money on for himself, to be able to use it to live on, that's the tzad to say that he cannot be Chayzer. Or do we say that money is something which could be stolen, that's not something that a person would rely on? Lamaisa, according to the Yad Rima, the Gemara was Peshit, that Be'etzim, selling Karka to get money in exchange for it, is considered that he's Mishayer. Meaning a person would rely on the money to live on, and therefore we would not consider that he gave it Machmas Misa. Only in the case where right away he gave away the money, either to pay up a Chayv, or he gave him a ton of right away, there even though he had cash at the time he sold the Karka, since he gave it right away, it's considered a case where he was not Mishayer, and he can be Chayzer. This is if you learn the Pshitus of the Gemara al derech the Rimagash and the Yad Rima. If, however, you learn like the Rashbam, that the Pshitus of the Gemara is the opposite, L'chor the Pshat and the Rashbam is that Be'etzem, he's masking to the Yad Rima that the Pshitus of the Gemara really is that selling Karka and getting cash instead, let's consider that he was Mishayer. We would not assume that it was Machmas Miso, and we would not automatically say that he could be Chayzer. The Arush Gemara says that if it's Isnu Beinayu, Rav Shlomo understands the Gemara means to say that in that case he can be Chayzer. The Pshat is that in order to show us that it really wasn't Mechira Machmas Miso, and to allow him to be Chayzer, he needs an additional Umdana. The additional Umdana is the fact that he held on to the money, he didn't use it for anything else. Then already we could assume that he sold the Machmas Miso. As opposed to a case where he spent the money, the Chari coined the Rashbam, Parinu B'chayvi would be Lavdafka. If he used the money for anything else also, the same thing would also be true. Since he's not holding on to the money, you don't have that additional Umdana from that which he's holding on to it to show you that his intention is that in case he gets better, he wants to be Chayzer from the Mechira. Therefore, the din remains that he cannot be Chayzer. It's like a Matana where he was Meshayer. He left for himself the cash from the Mechira of the Karka. We don't have enough grounds to assume that it was a Mechira Machmas Misa. Now continue on to the next shaila of the Gemara. Iboilhu Shchivim Rashahoy Demahu. Here we have Machlokes Rashbam and Tosfos how to understand the suffix of the Gemara. Rashbam explains the suffix is where Shchivim Rashah says about a certain sodeh or about certain money which was assumed to be his. He tells us that it's not really his; it belongs to Pliny. And the suffix is: do we say Adam Osi Shloi Lahasbi as Bonov? He's only saying this so that people do not think that his sons are wealthy, or do we consider it a real haidah? The Gemara brings a raya from the story with Isser Giyura that it really is a haidah. Now, first thing we should point out, the way the Rashbam learns, what is the Gemara's suffik? Do we say that his haidah is really a serious haidah, and then we'll give the nechasim to the one who he said they belong to? That's going to work with the din of haidah, spaldin kemeya edim domi. The Shchivmer has nemonis to say that these nechasim really belong to Pliny. It's not an issue of a kinyan. There is no question how these nechasim are going from the Shchivmer to the Pliny. The question just is if there's a real haidah over here. If there is a real haidah, then the nechasim already belong to the Pliny. Now what is the Gemara's right to the Shaila? From the case of Isser Giyura, what happened over there? He wanted to be makna over the money to his son Rav Mari. The nechasim were by Rava, and as the Gemara's mavur, they couldn't find any other kinyan which could possibly work. And the only solution that they came up with was to do with a kinyan oidisa. A kinyan oidisa kipshutai, and we'll discuss more about this behemshech, it's not the pshat that it's simply working with the din of haidah spaldin kamei edim dami, that a person has nemonis to say that his nechasim really belong to someone else. In this case, Isser Giyura and Rav Mari, they both knew the emes, that really the nechasim originally belonged to Isser Giyura. They're looking for a way to be machnated over to Rav Mari, and when Isser Giyura was moided that the nechasim belonged to Rav Mari, that itself accomplished the kinyan. The din of Hadas Padin Kamei Edim Dami would not have worked over here. Our Kachach Adisa is a type of kinyan, and we'll discuss more behemshech how exactly this kinyan works. But if so, what is the Gemara's comparison to the original Shaila? The original Shaila was when a Shchimra is moided that these nechasim belong to Pliny. There he's not trying to do a kinyan. Over there, if we assume that he really means to be moided and not Shleila has be as one of, so we'll have the status of Adas Badin Kamei Edim Dami. You won't have to do a kinyan. We'll believe that the truth is that it really already belongs to Pliny. What's the Gemara's comparison from the case of Isser Giyura? So the pshat that you have to say over here is that although, as we said, in the case of Isser Giyura, what's happening over there is a kinyan oidisa, but for a kinyan oidisa to happen, the basis of oidisa is that he's first being moide. Being moide has a status of adas, but then kamei edim dami, he has a complete nemonis. Once ready, we establish that he has nemonis to say that the nechasim belong to Pliny. Then ready, the din is that even if we know the truth that they do not belong to Pliny, the haidah itself accomplishes the kinyan, and now they do belong to Pliny. But the basis of kinyan haidisa starts with the fact that there's haidah spaldin kamei edim dami. Therefore, the Gemara brings a raya from this case of Isser Giyura, where he was moide that it belongs to Rav Mari. Obviously, the pshat is that we take the haidah seriously. It has a din of haidah spaldin kamei edim dami. And then really, once there is haidah spaldin, that accomplishes the kinyan as well. Again, we'll see more about this behemshech, but al-kuponim, since this is the site of kinyan haidisa that is based on haidah spaldin, the Gemara does have a valid raya that will assume that it's a real haidah and not shloi lahasbi as banov. This is the way the Rashbam learns the shakavataya of the Gemara. And the Rashbam is bothered, if so, how does the maskana say Gemara by us, which concludes that it is considered haidah? How does it fit with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara brings this far of Adam Osi shloi lahasbi as banov? And the Rashbam is mechai between the case over there, where a person was moided that he owes money to someone else, therefore he's making himself into a bal chayiv. We say that he doesn't really owe the money, just Adam Osi shloi lahasbi as banov. Mashenkin, in our case, we're talking about the specific money be'en, and he's moided that it belongs to someone else, there we don't say that Adam Osi shloi lahasbi as banov. Now, Tosfos, he argues in the Rashbam, he asks a number of kashas. Firstly, he asks Misvara, if anything, it would make more sense to say that if a person makes himself into a bal chayiv, he wouldn't have done that unless it's really true. There we should believe him. We should not say Adam Osi shloi lahasbi as banov. Furthermore, he asks, what is the Rai in Ergamar from the case of Isser Giyura? In our case, surely there is no tzad of Shalei Lasbi as Banov. He's trying to give the money to his son Rav Mari in order that Rava shouldn't get it. How is this a right to the Gemara's Shaila of Shriv Mirasha Hoida? Because of these kashas, Taisus has a different pshat on the Gemara. Taisus brings b'shem the Ri. The suffix of the Gemara is, if a Shriv Miras Moida about certain Nechasim, which we knew that up until this point really they did belong to the Shriv Mira, and now the Shriv Miras Moida that they belong to someone else, should we look at that as a Matna Shriv Mira? The way the Kenyan would work is Dvarav Kiksuvin Kumasunin Dami, and since it has the din of Matna Shriv Mira, if it's Loi Shiar Karka Kol Shehu, the din will be that I'm Omar Chayzer. Or do we say that when he's Moida, it's not working with the din of Matna Shriv Mira, the Mekabel Matana can get it even without the din of Dvarav Kiksuvin Kumasunin Dami, and therefore once it has the din of a Matnas Bari, even if the Shriv Mira does get better, he cannot be Chayzer. This is the Safik of the Gemara. The Gemara brought it right from the case of Isser Giyura, and Taisus explains the Pshat is, in the case of Isser Giyura, where he gave over the Nechasim by being Moida, that they belong to Rav Mari, Akarchan's not the Pshat that it's working over there with the din of Matna Shriv Mira, because as the Gemara says, in that case, Matna Shriv Mira would not work. Matna Shriv Mira ki Yerusha Shavi Rabbanon, Kol Heichad Issa B'Yerusha Issa B'Matano, Kol Heichad Lesa B'Yerusha Lesa B'Matano. In that case, Matna Shriv Mira cannot possibly work. Akarchan's Pshat is that it's working with a new Kenyan, which the Gemara calls Kenyan Oidisa. Therefore, since the Kenyan which is being used is not Kenyan of Matna Shriv Mira, Kiksuvin Kumasurim, is a Kenyan Oidisa which could work even by a Bari, therefore does not have the din of Matna Shriv Mira, and if he gets better, still the Matana is Niskayim. Now, just to clarify a little bit more, Taisus did not explain clearly what exactly the two stadim of the Shaila are, and in contemporary Sfarim there are different Nuschois, different possible ways of understanding what exactly were the two stadim of Taisus. We'll mention two Mahalchim. One Mahalach, a number of Achrenu go like this, in the Sefer Yelis HaShachar from Reb Shteiman Shlita, he understands that Taisus' Safik Gufa was, is there such a thing as a Kinyan Oidisa? When a person is moida that these Nechasim were not his, and he himself knows that they really were, everyone knows the Mekabel also knows, is the Haidah itself a means of making a Kinyan, beyond the din of Haidah Spaldin Kamei Edom Dami, in this case where we know that it was not his up until this point, could the Haidah itself accomplish the Kinyan? If it does, then we don't have to come on to the Chiddush of Matna Shrimra in this case, it could work with his Amira, his Amira works as a Kinyan Oidisa, and therefore since it's not a Matna Shrimra, the din will be Im Omad Einoi Chayzer. The other side of the Gemara is that being Moida itself is not a form of a Kinyan, therefore you would have to come on to the Chiddush of Divrei Shrimra Kiksuvin Kumasurin Dami, therefore the din will be Im Omad Chayzer. That's one possible way of understanding the Tut Stadim of the Gemara's Shaila according to Taisus. Another possible way, other Rechayim go with this Mahalach, is that the Gemara knew there is such a thing as Kinyan Oidisa. The Safik of the Gemara is specifically over here, where Shriv Mira's Moida, that these Nechasim belong to Pliny, how should we understand his words? Does he mean to be making a regular Haidah, and if so, it would work with the din of Kinyan Oidisa? Or, since this is a Shriv Mira, he's not trying to give over the Nechasim with the Haidah, even if he does use a Lashon of Haidah, what he's really saying is that I want my Nechasim should go to Pliny, therefore the Kim would work with the Klav of Divir Shriv Mira Kiksuvin Kimasurim Dami, therefore the din would be Im Omar Chayzer. Hakaparim, either way, whether you learn the suffix with the Gemara is, if there's such a thing, Bechlal of Kinyan Oidisa, or if the suffix is specifically over here, does the Shriv Mira mean to be doing a Kinyan Oidisa? But either way, the Gemara brings a good Rai from the case of Isser Giyura. Both of these points could be proven from there. First, you see that there is such a thing as a Kinyan Oidisa by being Moida that can actually accomplish a Kinyan. And secondly, you see from there that when a Shriv Mira is Moida, we understand what he means to do as a Kinyan Oidisa, not that he means simply to tell us that I want my Nechasim to go to Pliny, which would work as a Matna Shriv Mira, because in that case of Isser Giyura, Matna Shriv Mira does not possibly work. There's a few important points to discuss in this Mahalach of Taisvis. Firstly, and this the Masha points out, how does Taisvis answer the problem which the Rashbam addresses? The Rashbam quoted a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara over there says that if a person on his deathbed is moida that Nechasim do not belong to him, we say Adam Osei Shalei Lasbi as Banav, we don't take his Eidah seriously. According to Taisvis L'chaira, Taisvis is learning the Gemara's Safik over here, Shriv Mira Shehoida Mahu. The Safik is not whether we take his Eidah seriously or not. The Safik is how to look at this Matana. Should we consider it a Matna Shriv Mira, or should we consider it like a Matnas Bari? But Lamaisa, what happened to the problem which the Rashbam asks? L'chari, we should have a tzad to say that this person doesn't mean to be Moida Bechlal. Taisa seems to be understanding that it definitely is Haidah. The question is how to understand this Haidah. Should it be considered a Matna Shriv Mira or like a Matnas Bari? L'chari, it should not be considered a Haidah Bechlal. Rather, we should say Adam Osei Shloi Lasbi as Banov. Bishlam, in the case of Isser Giyura, which the Gemara quotes, there we do understand that there's no tzad of Adam Osei Shloi Lasbi as Banov, as we explained already before. However, in the Gemara's original Shaila, a regular case for Shriv Mira's Moida, why do we say that the Haidah is a serious Haidah? Maybe he only means to be sure that's be as banov. So the Mashal answers this question and he says, when do we say Adam Osir Shleila has be as banov? That's in the case where he was Moide, and after he was Moide, he died. There we assume that his Hidah is not a real Hidah. Mashenkin, in this case, where the Shechimra was Moide, and in the end he got better, the Shechimra is standing here and he's telling us that I really did mean to be Moide. That's not the suffix over here. He's telling us that I did not mean Shleila has be as banov, rather I really meant to give it over with the Kinyan. And the suffix of the Gemara is, how do we understand this Kinyan? Is it like a Kinyan of Matna Shechimra, or like a Kinyan of a Bari? Now, a second important point to discuss over here in this sheet of the Ri and Taisvis is a kasha which a number of Achayim address. And that is, Taisvis explained that Tzad of the Gemara, that Im Amad Einay Chayzer, is a Pshah because it's not working with the Matna Shechimra, it's working with the Kinyan Oidiso, and that's the Maskana Se Gemara. We do understand he means to be making a Kinyan Oidiso, therefore the din will be Im Amad Einay Chayzer. The shaila is, why is this different than any other Matna Shechimra where he does a Maisa Kinyan? We discussed already a number of times. It seems to be that this is the sheet of Rav Rishonim, that even if Shechimra does a Maisa Kinyan, and the Maisa Kinyan is intended to be Chal Mei Achshav, still, since he gave away all of his Nechasim, and there's an Umdin that he did a Machmas Misa, the din will be the Ma'amar Chayzer. It's not the Pshat in the Ma'amar Chayzer because it wasn't Yachal. In this case, he did a Maisa Kinyan, which would be Chal right away, but still, since we have an Umdin that he only means to be giving it Machmas Misa, it's like he made a Tanai in the Matana, therefore the din will be the Ma'amar Chayzer. And the Kash is, according to this, why should our case be any different? Even if we do understand his Aydah to mean that he's giving it over now with the Maisa Kinyan of Kinyan Aydisa, still it then should be Imam Al-Khayzer because we have an Umdina, he only gave it Machmas Misa. Why should Kinyan Aydisa be different than any other Kinyan? So this Kash is addressed by a number of Rechonim, Rabbi Chan and the Kaivit Shiyurim, Ois Tov Kuf Lamadayin, he asks this Kasha. And Rabbi Chan gives a terrace to this Kasha. However, first he's Makdim, and this brings us really to an important point, how to understand what is the Pshat in the Kinyan Aydisa. Rabbi Chana explains the way Kinyan Aydisa works, has the chayfas go from one person's rishus to another person's rishus without any Maisa Kinyan being done, just by the fact that he was Maida, Haida, which everyone knows is not really true, the Naisin Matana, the Makav Matana, they both know that it really belongs to the Naisin. Has it go from the Naisin's rishus to the Makav's rishus? Rabbi Chana explains, he says the pshat is, we do find such a musig of Gomer Umakni, where a person has a definite Gmiras Das, he made an absolute decision to give something to someone else, the Matana could be Chal even without a Maisa Kinyan. Taisus talks about this concept at length in Ksubistav Kovbezo Medalif, and Dibur Maskal Aliba. He brings a number of examples where we find this. One example he quotes is a Gemara Bab Mitziyadav Memtes, Hanoisin Matana Muetas Lechavero Ikono, Avbe Shalohi Gielu Yodoy, the Gomer Umakni. It's something which is insignificant. A person, when he says that he's going to give it to his friend, even though no Maisa Kinyan was done, already the din is that the Matana is Chal. Since it's something we're so sure he's not going to be Chayzer from, he has definite Das, the din is that you don't even have to do a Maisa Kinyan. Taisus brings other examples to this. Ragapan Rabbi Chanan says this is the Pshat in Kinyan Aydisa as well. A person knows that when he's Moida, since the din is Haidahas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami, as soon as he's Moida that this Chayfetz belongs to someone else, there's no way in the world he's going to be able to get it back. He can never be Chayzer from his Haidah. And even if we'll bring Edim that it's his, still then will be that we're not going to believe the Edim. His Aydah overrides everything else. Therefore, once a person is Moideh, then Gomer Umakni, he already decided 100% in his mind that it's going to be given over to the other person. That itself accomplishes the Kinyan, even without any Maisa Kinyan. This is how Rabbi Chanan explains the concept of Kinyan Aydisa. It's working with the din of Gomer Umakni. And based on this, Rabbi Chanan says, we can answer the Kasha which we asked, what is the Pshat in the sheet of the Ri in the Sugya? What is the reason that just because he did a Kinyan Aydisa, that's why he can no longer be Chayzer? Lachar, even if he did a Maisa Kinyan, but since he's a Shechimra and he gave away all of his Nechasim, there's an Umdra that he only gave him Machmas Misa, he should be able to be Chayzer. The Teretz Yisrael Bochanan says, since the whole basis of Kinyan Aydisa is the fact that he's being Moide, and he's creating Haidahas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami, which he can never be Chayzer from, it's not Shaykh to do Haidahas Baldin Al Tanai. Haidahas Baldin is definite, he said that the Chayfetz belongs to Pliny. He knows he can never be chayzer from this admission. And since Kinyan Aydisa is based on the fact that he was Moideh, and he knows he's not going to be able to get it back, if so, it's not shaykh to do a Kinyan Aydisa al Tanai. Kinyan Aydisa, by definition, is something which is always definite, since it's based on the fact that the person's Moideh, and being Moideh is definite, Haidahas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami is not something which could be undone. Therefore, the Kinyan Aydisa always follows, and the actual Kinyan takes place without any Tanai. This is the Pshat and the Shaila of the Gemara according to the Ri. On the side of this Haidah of a Shechimra is working with the Kinyan Aydisa, then already the din will be that he cannot be Chayzer, even though he gave away all of his Nechasim and he was a Shechimra.
There's an umdana that he gave a machmas misa, still he cannot be chayzer. Even though if we would have done a different type of kinyan, he would have been able to be chayzer. The pshat is because we understand that he really means to make the kinyan al tnai. Therefore, by kinyan ardisa, which cannot have a tnai, the din is he cannot be chayzer. And this is the maskanas of Gemara, as we prove from the case of Isser Giyura. Now, I'll speak for a few minutes about this din of kinyan ardisa. As he said, the pashas of the sugya, and surely according to the Riyan Taisis, is that kinyan ardisa is a real type of kinyan. It's not simply the pshat that he's being moide, and we have to believe him because Adas Bodin Kama'idim Dami. Therefore, we have to treat it as if these nechasim belong to the Pliny, who he said that they belong to. But it's more than that, even Klapi Shmaya, the Adas actually creates a kinyan and it now belongs to the Pliny. The mice, however, a number of Achayim discuss how exactly kinyan Adisa works, and Achayim did have a tzad to say that it's not the pshat that it's a new kinyan, rather the pshat is that it's working with the din of Adas Bodin Kama'idim Dami. In the case of Isser Gura as well, according to this, you have to learn. And the Gemara says, "V'lekininu by disa," it does not really mean to say that this actually accomplishes a kinyan. It's simply called a kinyan because, for all intents and purposes, we have to treat it as a kinyan, since the one who's moed has complete nemanis over here. In that case, Rava would no longer be able to be zeich in the tracer alfi zuzi which he had, since in din we have to accept the haidav iser geyura as if it was 100% true. In the Sefer Imrei Bina and Hilchas Halva Simon Tazayin, he brings all the shittas about this barucha. And there clearly are certain achrenim who hold this lahalacha that kinyan adisa does not really accomplish a kinyan. And the simple nafkamina would be whether adisa works as far as dinim which are not dinim aminis. For example, as far as the din of lochem, we know that din is one has to own arba minim the first day of Sukkot in order to mekayim the mitzvah. What happens if Reuven has a set of arba minim and he's moided to Shimon that these arba minim really belong to Shimon? So as far as dinim aminis are concerned, we have to accept it as a complete haidah spodin kameidim dami. We have to believe that these nechasim really do belong to Shimon. However, as far as being mekayim the mitzvah, are they really considered lochem? If klapei Shmaya, the arba minim really belong to Reuven and not Shimon, Shimon would not be able to be yoytze his mitzvah with these arba minim. So this is a clear nafkamina. Is Adisa the pshat simply that it's Adah spodin kameidim dami? We have to accept it as Adah, but that's only as far as dinim mominus are concerned. It would not be enough for the mitzvah of arba minim. If however we go with the tzad, and this as we said is the pashas of our sugya, kinyan adisa really works to transfer the item from one shus into another shus. If so, in this case, it would also work for lachem. Shimon could be yoytze his mitzvah. Now, I've just mentioned one other raya which achronim bring. The adisa is not simply the din of idolos, but din can be edim dami. Rather, it's a real kinyan. This is from a sugi that we just had in daf kuf memches amid aleph. The Gemara which discusses milsa de isa babari isa b'shchimira, the lesa babari lesa b'shchimira. And the Gemara asks, how could a shchimira give over a halva? A milvah peh is something which is less of a buri. A buri has no way to be makna a milvah peh. The Maaseh Gemara does give answers to this kasha, but Akapam Taisus over there asks, Gemara could have said other ways which a buri could give over a milvah peh. For example, Kinyan Agav, we spoke about this in the previous shir. But Taisus then, Behemshech, asks another kasha from Agamar and Daf Kuf Mem Tes. He says, Agamar is mavur that a buri could give over something with the Kinyan Adisa. In the case of Isser Giyura, even though he was a shchimira, but he was makna with the kinyan of Adisa even without his koyach of a shchimira, like the Gemara's mavur, that a ger doesn't have the koyach of a matna shchimira. If so, Taisus says, even a bari will be able to give something over with Adisa, and it's partial to Taisus that with a kinyan of Adisa he could also give over a milva al peh. Taisus does not stress this nakuda. The Taisus or Gregor, they talk about why is it so partial to the Taisus that a kinyan of Adisa works even on a milva al peh. But Al-Kopanim, Taisus assumes, once we find the kinyan of Adisa by a bari, it works even by a milva. Therefore, Taisa asks the Kasha, why does the Gemara say that a milva al peh is something which is less of a bari? Let the Gemara answer that it's isa babari, aide kinyan oidisa. That's the Kasha of Taisa. But Al-Kopanim, from the Kasha already, a number of Rechayim proved that Taisa holds that oidisa is actually a kinyan, not just taidos baldin kame edim dami. Because Taisa is asking that we should say that a milva al peh is considered isa babari. If oidisa is simply taidos baldin kame edim dami and not really a way of being makne, that surely would not be enough to make it considered isa babari. That a shchimra also should be able to give it over ba'amira. In order for a shchimra to be able to give something over ba'amira, we have to find the way that a bari could actually give it over with a kinyan. Taisus al-Karchas mevur that Adisa is not simply a das, but then kamei edim dami, rather it's actually a kinyan. This raya is brought in Rabbi Kveger, as well as in the Sefer Choysen Yoshuais. If one takes a look in the Yad Raman, Ois Peivov, this is back on Taf Kuf Mem Ches Amid Aleph, he discusses the same point of Taisus. Why does the Gemara not say that milva al-peh isa b'bari, a bari could be makna milva al-peh with the kinyan of Adisa? And the Adma answers this question by saying, mamash like the other tzad, that a kinyan Adisa is not really a type of ha'akno, All it is Haidah Spaldin Kimei Edom Dami. His lashon over there is Lav Bahai Haidah Dahashta Kokonile. He's not giving it over to him now with this Haidah. Eligluye Milsa Ba'almahi Ularaya Ba'alma Kaima Veloy Lahakno. This Haidah just serves as a Gili Milsa, a right that the money belongs to Pliny, and it's not serving as a Hakno. He says, therefore, Hilkach Afagav de Meshkach Aslanami Bebari, even though we do find that a Bari could give something over with the Kinyan Naidisa, once we're explaining that the way Haidah works is that it's not a Kenyan, it's just a Raya, so a Shchimer also, we would not be able to say that he could give it over by Amira if the Amira is to be Makneh to him now. Meaning, if his Amira is Derech Haidah, the same way by Ibari, if he's Moed, that we give it to the Mekabel, not because the Kenyan was done, rather because we now have a Raya who it belongs to. By Shchivmer as well, if he's moited that it belongs to Pliny, we'll give it to Pliny because we have a right that it's his. But if a Shchivmer says, Tnu Moinu li Pliny, he's trying to be Maknet now with his Amira, so that it has to be Issa Bebari. Issa Bebari, the Yad Ramah explains, means a Bari has to wait to be Maknet, not that a Bari has to wait to be moited, and the Mekabel will get it because of a Raya. HaKabram, we have a clear machlokes between Tosis and the Yad Ramah, how to understand Oidisa. According to Tosis, it means a Kinyan. Therefore, if a Bari could give something over with an Oidisa, that would be enough to be called Issa Bebari. According to the Yad Ramah, it's not a Kenyan, it's just a Raya, therefore it would not be enough to be called Issa Bebari. Now, I've just discussed a few more details negated to this Maisa of Isser Giyura. The Rashbam explains the story was that Isser Giyura was Ba'al Rachel Bas Mashmuel, Kaidim Shen Nisgayer. While Isser was still a guy, he lived with Rachel Bas Shmuel, and she was Nisabro. And meanwhile, he was Megayer, and then eventually the child was born. The Rashbam uses the Lashon Hayrosei Shloi Bekedusha Veleidosei Bekedusha, Rabbi Chanan and the Kibbutz Shiurim, Ois Tov Kuf Lamed Ches, as well as many other Rachayim, they're bothered by this Lashon. This is a Lashon which is generally found Legabe, the mother of the child. If she became pregnant while she was a Goy, and afterwards before the child was born, she was Nisgayer, that's where there's a discussion what is the status of the child. However, as far as the father is concerned, there makes no difference what happened after the child is conceived. The only thing that plays a role is what was the father's status at the time that the wife was Nisabro. What the father does after conception, whether he becomes a ger or not, that does not play any role in the status of the child. Akapanim, in this case, where Rav Mari was born from a Jewish mother, he has the din of a regular Yisrael. We wouldn't call him Hirosei Shalei Bekdusha Velegdosei Bekdusha. And what's negated to us over here in this sugya is that since the father was a goy at the time of conception, therefore the son will not get the Yerusha of the father. And what exactly is the reason he does not get the Yerusha? So the Rashbam over here in Dibur Maschel Ger Lav Bas Eirusihu, he explains the Rachmana Afkarei Lazari the Oivid Keichovim. The Makor of this Rashbam is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tadeches Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says Amar Rava Hod Amar Rabbanon Ein Av LeMitzri. That which the Torah says that a Mitzri is not considered to have a father. In other words, the father and the son are not considered to have any relation between the two of them. And he explains, Lo Teima Mishum Deshtufi Bezimo D'lo Yadiyah. It's not the pshat that we don't know if the son really is attributed to the father or to a different father. Rather, the pshat is, Rava explains, Afkuri Afkuri Achmona Lazarei Diksiv Besar Chamirim Besarom VeZirmas Susim Zirmasam. As far as Goyim are concerned, the Zera of the father is insignificant. We don't attribute the son to the father. This is the Makar of the Rashbam. However, as we'll see, it's not so posher that this Mekar could be applied to Dina Yerusha. The Yad Ramah over here in Er Sugya and Ois Tzadik Zayin, he explains a different pshat. He says the reason why Rav Mari would not get the Yerusha from his father Isser Giyura is because Gershin is Geir Kekotan Shenoy Ledomi. And he explains we cannot possibly say that the reason is that the son is not Nisyachas after the father, which is the way the Rashbam learns the Sugya. He says because the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis says, Dvar Torah Oivik Echav Myayish Es Oviv. The Gemara there learns from a pasuk that a guy, he gives over the Yerusha to his son who is a guy. If so, a karchach, the pshat over here, it's for a different reason, because Gershon is Gair Kekotan Shenei Ledomi. If they would have been both Goyim, Isser Giyura and his son Mari, then the Yerusha would have gone from the father to the son. The reason why he does not get the Yerusha is because one of them went through Geirus. In this case, Isser Giyura went through Geirus. Parshas for Mari did not need Geirus, since his mother was Jewish. Although there is a tzad to say that he would also need Geirus, we won't get into that right now. But Akapam, surely Isser Giyura went through Geirus. If so, there is no connection between the father and the son. The father is Kekotan Shenei Ledomi. That's the reason why Rav Mari would not get the Yerusha from his father. It's not the pshat the way the Rashbam says that Rachmana Afkarei Lazarei, as you see by Goyim also, Yerusha goes from the father to the son. Now what is the pshat in the Gemara in Kedushin? Why does the Yerusha go from the father to the son by Goyim? How does that fit with the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tadiches, which says, Rachmona Afgrei Lazarei? So the Rabban over there in Yevamos answers this question, and he says, Einichanami, it's a special Gzeres HaKosov, only as far as Dine Yerusha are concerned, that his son gets the Yerusha of the father, even though as far as all other Dinim, we don't consider the son to be attributed to the father. Akapam, we seem to be left with the Kasha on the Rajbam. Why does he quote this Gemara, that Rachmona Afgrei Lazarei, Lecher, that Gemara does not apply to Dine Yerusha? We find similarly a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos and Becharis Daf Memvav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah over there says that if it was a non-Jewish woman who became pregnant from a non-Jewish man and they were niskayer while she was in Muberes, then is that the son, if he's the firstborn, is a Bechar Lekain v'ein li Bechar Lenachla. He's considered a Bechar Le'inin the dinim of Pidyon HaBen, they have to be paid to him, but he's not a Bechar Lenachla. And Rashi over there explains, what does it mean he's not a Bechar Lenachla? It means he doesn't get Bechlal the Yerusha from his father. Rashi explains why not. He quotes the same Gemara that Rachmana Afgrei Lazari diksiv zirmas susim zirmasam. Since the conception happened at the time that the father was still a goy, the son is not nisachas after the father. Now Tosafot there asks on Rashi, he says Rashi should have said a different reason. We should have said because gershin esgar kekatan shenayla dami. That's the reason why he's not considered to be related to the father. And Tosafot adds, Rashi should not have said because the son is not nisachas after the father, because we know the din is that la'inyan nachla, a guy does get the Yerusha of his father. Akapam, we see that Rashi over there in Becharis says similar to the Rashbam over here in Ersugya, and in both of them, l'char, this kasha is difficult, Rachman Afgrei Lazari does not apply to Yerusha. So I'll mention the Teres B'Shem the Biskarov, this is in the Kisvei Agriz in Becharis over there in Daf Mem Vav. He says that Rashi holds, that since Rachman Afgrei Lazari, Be'etzim, we don't attribute the son after the father, that which we know the din is, which we learn from a pasuk, that even by Goyim the son gets the Yerusha of a father, this is a din mechudish, it's not the regular parasha of Nachlais. It's not the same din that a son yashins the father, which we find by Yisrael. There the parasha is he yashins the father because he's related to the father, he's attributed to the father. Mashenkin a Goy who's not Nisachas after the father, when the Torah is megal to us that the son does get the Yerusha of the father, it's a new din, it's not the same parasha Yerusha which a Yisrael has. And therefore the Brisk Rav explains that even though the din is true, that by Goyim a son gets the Yerusha of the father, that's a din unique to a guy, and therefore if the son goes through Geirus, the moment the son gets the din of a Yisrael, now if he wants to get the Nachla, he has to get a Midin Yerushas Yisrael, and as a Yisrael, the din is, in order for him to get the Yerusha, he has to really be considered the offspring of his father, and since his father is a guy, and the children of Goyim are not attributed to the father, therefore he would not get the Yerusha. This is the Pshat of the Briskarov and the Rashi and Becharis. This is the reason why Rashi brings Rachmana Afgrei Lazarei, even though we do know that the din is that a guy does get the Yerusha of his father. Rashi means to say, in the parish of Yerusha Yisrael, the son would have to be attributed to the father, and the Torah was mafker the children of Goyim, therefore he cannot get the Yerusha. Now even though in most cases where the son is a Yisrael and the father is a guy, you don't have to come on to that din of Rachmana Afgrei Lazarei. In a case where the son went through Geirus, so you have a different reason, you have Gershon Eskai Kekotan Shenoyle Dami, that's another reason why he has no connection to the father. However, in certain cases, for example, if the mother was a Jew and the father was a guy, like in our case, Rav Mari didn't have to go through Geirus, so Rav Mari would not have the din of Geirus and Iskari Kekotan Shenayla Dami, still he would not get the Yerusha because of the other reason, Rachmana Afgrei Lazari. And the truth is, Rashi in Yevamos Daf Tadiches, he stresses a similar point. He says that which the Gemara over there says, Rachmana Afgrei Lazari, you don't need that reason in all cases. In the case where the son went through Geirus, so you have the other reason of Geirus and Iskari Kekotan Shenayla Dami. However, in a case where the son did not need Geirus, the example which Rashi over there brings is if the son was Heirosei Shaloi B'Kedusha, Veleidosei B'Kedusha, in other words, if the mother had Geirus while she was pregnant, so in that case the son does not need Geirus. In that case, you would not have the Svar of Geshen Eskai Kekotin Shenela Dami, that's why you need the other din of Rachmana Afgrei Lazari, that's why he would not be attributed to the father, he would not get the Yerusha of the father. Agaponim in Ersugya as well, this would be the Pshat in the Rashbam, that which the Rashbam says Rachmana Afgrei Lazari, the Pshat is because in this case, Rav Mari did not have Geirus, you don't have Geirus and Iskari Kekotin Shenela Dami. The reason why he does not get the Yerusha is because Rachmana Afgrei Lazari, as we explained, even though a son who is a guy does Yashin the father who is a guy, that's a special Gzeres HaKosov, which the Brisk Rav explains, that only applies if the son is a guy. If the son is a Jew, then he wants to get the Yerusha Midinei Torah, for that way he would have to be attributed to the father. There is one Ha'ar that we can ask on the Rashbam, and that is, even though Rav Mari did not have Geirus, there's no Geirus and Iskari Kekotin Shenela Dami on Rav Mari. But since Isser Giyur did have Geirus, that also would be enough of a reason to say that Rav Mari is not attributed to the father, he has no connection, because the father went through Geirus, the father is like a new person. The Rashbam could have said that reason as well, that's the reason why Rav Mari would not get the Yerusha of his father. Al-Kapan, the Gemara's Mavur, that Rav Mari would not be able to get the Tracer Alfi Zuzi, b'Yerusha, and once he cannot get it b'Yerusha, he cannot get it b'mat nashchimra either. As Gemara explains, mat nashchimra ki Yerusha shavi rabbanon, kol heched isa b'Yerusha isa b'matano, kol heched lesa b'Yerusha lesa b'matano. And here we have to understand what exactly is the pshat in this klal, that wherever the mekabel is not ready to get it from the noisein b'derech Yerusha, he also cannot get it b'derech mat nashchimra. So firstly, there's important machlokes rishonim. Who are we referring to when we say that he has to be roi for Yerusha? Is it that the Neisein, the Shechivmira, he has to be roi to be Meirish? Or is it that the Mekabel, the one who's getting the Matna Shechivmira, he has to be roi to be a Yerish? So the Rashbam of Yehan Dibra Mascha, the Lesser be Yerusha, he mentions Rav Mari. He says, Rav Mari, Lesser be Yerusha, since Rav Mari cannot receive a Yerusha, because he's a Ger, therefore also he cannot receive a Matna Shechivmira. Taisus, however, in Dibra Mascha, called the Issa be Yerusha, he argues on this. So he says it's not tali in the Mekabel, rather it's tali in the Noisein. In order for a person to give him Matna Shechivmira, he has to be someone who could possibly be Meirish. Tais is mevur that even if someone is a Ger, but if he has children after his Gerus, so he will be Meirish to his children, he already has the status of a Meirish Lagabe Matna Shechivmira, he can give him Matana to someone because he's someone who's ready to be Meirish. And it's only tali in the Noisein, not in the Mekabel, Tais says, and therefore, even if a Mekabel is a Ger who's not ready to get a Yerusha, still he could get a Matna Shechivmira. Taisus quotes two different Gemaras, which are both Mavur, that a person could give a Matna Shechivmira to an Eved. An Eved Kanani is not someone who's ready to be Yerish, he's similar to a Ger, and still the din is that a Matna Shechivmira works if it's given to an Eved. Now the Tvas Mavur, that it's Tali in both, you have to have that both the Neisein, the Shechivmira, as well as the Mekabel, that both of them are ready for Yerusha. The Neisein is ready to be Meirish, and the Mekabel is ready to be Yerish. Only then can the Matna Shechivmira work. And the Sefer Chosin Yeshuas, he learns like this as well, but that's the Rashbam. He understands the Rashbam does not mean to say that it's only telling the Mekabel, rather it's telling both in the Nisan and the Mekabel. And the Tva explains the Pshat, because since really a Matna Shechivmira is only Chal La'achar Miso, Derechal is not Shaykh for a person to give Matana, which will be Chal after he dies. This is part of the Takana Darabanan. The Takana Darabanan was done in a way that we should consider the Mekabel Matana as if he's the Yerush. The Tva adds that really Kol Yisrael Ru'uyin Lirish Zeh. It's shaykh for all of Klal Yisrael to get the Yerusha one from the other, even someone who's only remotely related to the mace, still if theoretically all of the closer relatives died out, he would be the one to get the Yerusha. Therefore this is how the Rabbanan made the Takana, we should consider it as if all of the closer relatives are not here, they're nostalgic, and only the only one is left is the Mekabel Matana, therefore he gets it midin Yerusha. Since that's the way it works, he explains, therefore it has to be that both the Neisein is right to be Meirish, and the Mekabel is right to be Yerush. The rise which Tosis brought, Lachar, would be cautious on the Ritva, the Gemaras which are Mavur, that a Shechivmira could give over b'matanot, even to an Eved, that Lachar is a right that you don't have to be a Yerush. But Al-Kopan, this is the Shita of the Ritva. Now, in this Inyan, there's a great machoikis between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. This is quoted in the Tshuvas HaRitva in Simon Ayin Tes. If one takes a look in the Tshuvas HaRitva from Rosada Rav Kook, they bring these two Tshuvas, the Tshuvas HaRashba and the Tshuvas HaRa'ah, side by side, and they're very strong Lashanis. They argued very strongly about this Sugya. The Ra'ah over there goes with a similar mahalach of the Ritva in Er Sugya. He explains, when we say Matna Shechivmira ki Yerusha Shavim Rabbanon, it means that it's Mamish Begeder Yerusha. He explains, the way it works is, the Chacham were Mafkiya, all closer Yerushim. This was a Takana of Matna Shechivmira, it works with the Karech of Hefker, Bez and Hefker. They are Mafkiya, all rights of Yerusha from closer relatives, and the only one remaining, the one who will get the Yerusha, is the Mekabel Matana. The Mashmais over there is, that Lamais in the end, he gets it Midin Yerusha Deiraisa. Once the Rabbanon were Mesakin Matna Shechivmira, they used their Kayach to Mafkiya close to Yerushim. Now already the Mekabel Matana will be considered the Yerush Min HaTorah. Therefore it's partially what the Gemara means to say by Yos. It has to be that both the Neisin and the Mekabel are ready for this Yerusha to take place. The Rashba has a number of Tainas on this Mahalach. He asks, what happens if the Neisin and the Mekabel are not from the same Shevet? In that case, the Mekabel can never possibly get a Midin Yerush Min HaTorah. He asks other Kashas as well. He says, some types of Yerusha only work Midin Mishmush. The Yerusha goes through one relative to get to the next relative. It's Keilu, one relative was Zeichen, and then he passed it on. Usually that's in a case where the closest relative had died already. We look at it as if it goes through the closest relative to get on to the next relative. However, in this case, the Rashba asks on the Ra'ah, where the closest relative is still alive, how could the Rabbanan possibly do such a thing and say that the Yerusha goes through the closest relative and eventually gets to the further relative? If the closest relative is still alive and he wants to be Zeich in it, the whole concept of Mishmush would not make sense over here. We're going to take a look in the Kibbutz Ha'oris and Simon Mem Oisiyad Beis. Rabbi Chanan explains the Yisayda Machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. We'll say it just Bekitzer. He says the Yisayda Machlokes is how to understand the status of a further relative,
in the case where there's a closer relative, the inyan Yerusha. For example, if a person dies, he leaves over a son and a brother. Both of them are potential Yarshim. However, in the case where there's a son, the brother does not get the Yerusha. What is the pshat? Is the pshat that the brother is not considered a Yerush Bechlal? Once there's a closer relative who has Kedima, he's not considered to have the status of a Yerush at all? Or do we look at it as if both of them really are Yerushim, just the son gets the Yerusha because he takes precedence? There are a number of Nafkaminas which Rabbi Chanan discusses over there, but he says this is really the Yesed HaMachlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'ah. In this case, we have a closer relative and a further relative. They're all held that a further relative really does have a status of a potential Yerush. Just as long as Lamaisa, the closer relative, is going to get the Yerusha, the further relative will not end up with anything. However, in this case, with a Chamor Mafkir, the rights of Yerusha from the closer relative, then really the further relative will have the rights to get a Midin Yerush. He can get a Mitzad, the regular parish of Yerusha in the Torah, because Be'etzim he's a potential Yerush all along. However, the Rashba held, Rabbi Chanan explains, that a further relative is not considered a Yerush Bechlal as long as there's a closer relative. For example, a brother is not considered a Yerush if the person had a son. And therefore, the Rashba held that in this case, since there are closer relatives, even if the Chacham would be mafkia, the schus for the closer relatives to actually get the Yerusha, it wouldn't make it as if they don't exist Bechlal, they would still be called the Yerush, just the Yerush without a schus to be Zeich in the Yerusha. For example, Rabbi Chanan says, what would happen in a case where the mate said Aser all of his nechosim on the closer relatives? On the Tzad, Rabbi Chanan says that it's not shaykh to get Yerusha for something which is Aser Ba'ana. If so, the mice of the closer relatives will not be able to be Zeich in the Yerusha. What do we say that Mamela, the Yerusha, goes over to the further relatives? Rabbi Chanan explains that the Rashba would hold that the further relatives would not get the Yerusha in this case. It would be unclear who would get it, but Al Kapanim, they would not get it because since they don't have a shame of a Yerush as long as they are closer relatives. There are closer relatives who still do exist, they're the ones who are called the Yerush. A male of the further relatives cannot be considered a Yerush. The only way they can be considered a Yerush is if there is no closer relative, Bechlal. Therefore, the Rashba holds in our case as well, by Matna Shchiv Mera, even if you'll say that the Chacham were Mafkiya, the Koyach for the closer relatives to get the Yerusha, I did their Koyach of Hefker, Bezen Hefker, but that Koyach cannot make it as if they don't exist, Bechlal, they still do exist, and therefore the further relatives cannot get a shame of a Yerush as long as they are closer relatives. It's not the pshat that Matna Shchiv Mera works with the regular Din Yerusha Deiraisa, Ayidin HaChacham being Mafkiya, the closer relatives. Again, the Ra'ah on the other hand would hold that even when there is a closer relative, a further relative does have a shame of a Yerush. Therefore, if for whatever reason the closer Yerush is not going to actually get the Yerusha, either because it's Aser Ba'ano, or because the case of Matna Shchiv Mera, HaChacham were Mafkiya the rights of Yerusha from the closer relative, then really the further relative can get the Yerusha, since he does have a shame of a Yerush, despite the fact that there is a closer relative. Now, continue on to another point. As far as the whole Maisa over here with Isser Giyura and Rava, where in the end Isser Giyura gave over all of his Nechosim to his son Mori using a Kenin Adisa, and the Gemara says, Ikvid Rava, Amr Kag Migmar Tanosil Intri Umafsidili, he got upset at the person who gave this Eitza and caused Rava the Hefsid. Now, Taisa over here discusses at length a question, and that is, why was Rava Makbid over here? Either way, we know the klal is mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. Therefore, even if there was no way for Isser Giyura to give over his nechosim to Rav Mari, and there would be no matna shchimra either, still Rava would have to be mekayim the wishes of Isser Giyura because of the klal mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. And the truth is, even before this kasha of Taisis, we should discuss another point, which a number of achrayim discuss, and that is, even if there would be no chiyuv of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, the whole hanhaga of Rava over here, where he seems to be aggressively pursuing materialistic wealth, it doesn't seem to sit well with the persona that we imagine Rava. So the Chaznish discusses this, and as we'll see others as well. The Chaznish explains, he says, even though we know a person's income has already been decided in Rosh Hashanah, if so, this seems to be excessive hishtadlus to try to make extra money. What was Rava's point over here? The Chaznish explains that surely Rava did not have any intentions to keep the money for himself, rather Rava wanted to use the money for some type of tzorchei tzibur. The Chaznish quotes Gemaras which are mavur that Rava was oisik b'tzorchei tzibur. And the Chaznish says a yisoid that one who is oisik b'tzorchei tzibur is required to invest a greater level of hishtadlus than one who is oisik in his own private parnasa. And if Rava over here, who is definitely trying to use the money for tzorchei tzibur, expended great efforts to ensure that he's able to retain the money for the cause which he wanted to use it for. The Meir is also bothered by this question. He says a different teretz. He explains that surely in the end Rava would have given the nechasim back to Rav Mari. Rava just wanted to be able to do it out of chesed, or kadei shei ruach hachamim neicha himeno, but that which Isser Giyura was given an eitzah to give it over, bekinyan oidisa,
that took away Rava's opportunity to give it back Midin Chesed, that's what Rava was upset about. Now, Bisser Zalman in the Sefer Evin Ozel, Perek Yeral, Filchus Mechira, Locha Tezvav, he discusses this issue as well. He says a different teretz. He says, if you hold like the Rishonim, which we discussed previously, that Hadisa is not really a form of Kinyan, it's just that Hadah Spaldin Kamei Edim Dami, we have to believe the Hadah, but it's not actually a reason why the Nechasim would go from one person to another person. Therefore, he says that's the reason why Rava was upset over here, because Rava knew the truth that when Isser was made that the Nechasim belonged to Mari, they didn't really belong to Mari, he never did any other Kinyan, and therefore he just has to accept it because of Hadah Spaldin Kamei Edim Dami. That's why Rava was upset that a person gave him an Eitzah, which will cause something to be done, Shaloi Kedin. Hakamar Metz, as far as the Iker Shaila, what is the Pshat? Why was Rava Makbid over here? It wasn't simply that Rava had a desire to keep the money for himself. Hakapam, to get back to Taisus' Kasha, even once we understand the reason why Rava would be Makbid, but still Taisus asks, that Rava should have accepted that he has to give the Nechasim to Rav Mari, because Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei HaMeis. Even if no proper kinning was done, and even if there is no Din Matnas Shechimira, just the fact that Isser Giyura said he wants his Nechasim to go to his son Rav Mari, that already should have been enough to be Mechayiv Rava to give it over Midin Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei HaMeis. Now Taisus continues on and he asks another question, and that is, why b'chlal do we need the whole takana of divrei shechivra k'ksuvin k'mesurin dami? Either way, we'd have to be mekayim the tzivoy of the one who died, because mitzvah lekayim divrei hames. As far as the second kasha of Tosfos, what exactly is nischadish in divrei shechivra k'ksuvin k'mesurin dami? Either way, mitzvah lekayim divrei hames. So Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Shiurim in Ois Tov Kuf Mem Aleph, he points out, he says, you see from Tosfos's kasha, the mitzvah lekayim divrei hames is not simply as one would have thought, that it's a mitzvah incumbent upon the person who gets the nechasim b'yerusha to be mekayim the divrei hames, to give it to the one who the mace said to give it to. Rather, it's more than that, you see from Tosfos, that it's actually a kinyan. Because if it would only be a mitzvah, or even if it's a chiyuv, to do as the mace said to do, still that would not be a reason why the nechasim would already be nikne to the mekabel of the matana. The word of divrei shechivra k'ksuvin k'mesurin dami does much more than that. That itself is the kinyan, the amira itself is makna the nechasim to the person who is supposed to receive them. The kinyan is chal la'achar miso, but akoponim, you don't have to do a new maisa kinyan. Hashem ke mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, kiprut, like one would have thought, that a maisa kinyan still has to be done. From here it's muchach, Rabbi Chanan says that it's more than that. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames is actually a kinyan. The nechasim automatically go to the one who the mace said they should go to, even without doing a separate maisa kinyan. Now there is, however, a different taisis in Ksubistaf Peivav and Meralif, Dibur Maschal Prius Ba'achayiv Mitzvah, where Rabbi Chanan proves the opposite. Taisus over there is discussing whether we say Chayfin Al Mitzvahs by a Mitzvah Derabonon. And Taisus proves from the din of Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei HaMeis, which the Gemara Gittin Daf Mem is Mavur, that we force Yashem to be Mekayim this Mitzvah. From here Taisus proves that even by a Mitzvah Derabonon, Chayfin Al HaMitzvahs, we force him to do the Mitzvah. And Rabbi Chanan over there in the Kibbutz Shiurim in Ksubis, in Ois Shin Tez Vav, he says, Al-Karach, that Taisus in Ksubis argues on our Taisus in Baba Basra. Because if you would hold the mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames is not simply a mitzvah or a chiyuv, it's more than that, the nechasim are already nikne to the one who's supposed to get them, then obviously the deal will be, as the Gemara says in Gittin, we force the Yisayim to give the nechasim over, because they're already owned by the one who's supposed to get them. He already was kind to them, obviously the Yisayim would not be able to keep it. How would Taisus be able to prove from here that we say kayfin al mitzvahs, even by a mitzvah derabanan? Akapanam, according to that Taisus in Ksubis, this second kasha of Taisus Bayos would not begin. Taisus would not be able to ask what is the chiddush in divrei shechivra k'ksuvin k'mesurin dami. Either way, there's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. The teretz to this would be simple: that if it's only mitzad mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, then a ma'aseh kinyan still has to be done. The chiddush of divrei shechivra k'ksuvin k'mesurin dami tells us that it's chal ready even without a kinyan. Now, I've just mentioned that there are those contemporaries from who want to be madche that bechal there is no right from our Taisus. The mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames means that there's actually a kinyan. But really, all it is a mitzvah or a chiyuv to be mekayim the divrei hames. Now, which Taisus asks, why do you have to come on to the din of divrei shechivra k'ksuvin k'mesurin dami? What Taisus really means to ask is, what was the whole takana of divrei shechivra k'ksuvin k'mesurin dami? Which the Gemara explains, k'deish le'titra of daitai, what is the chashash b'chal that there will be tir of hadas? The shechivra knows that even if he did not do a ma'aseh kinyan, and even without the takana derabanan, that his amir is like a kinyan, either way, the nechasim will go to the one he wants them to go to, because mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. That's what they want to learn. This is really Taisus' kasha. What is the chashash of tir fadas if we have mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames? However, surely this is not the simple way of understanding Taisus. Taisus Kapshuta is asking, what is the din of dvarav keksuvin k'mesurin dami moisif any more a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames? It's not mashma from Taisus that he's asking that you don't have the sibus at takana, that there should be no problem of tir fadas. To get back to Tosfos, we'll mention Bekitzer, Tosfos has a number of Mahalchim. What is the difference between the dinner of Matnas Shchivra and the dinner of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis? The first part Tosfos brings B'Shem the Rivom. Rivom says, in order for there to be a dinner of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis, it has to be that the Meis originally said Mefuish, a Lashon of Tnu. He said clearly, give the Nechasim to Pliny, that's called a Tzivoy. Hashem, in the dinner of Matnas Shchivra does not require a Tzivoy Mefuish, even if he simply told us that his desire is that this money should go to Pliny. He didn't say to give it to him with the Lashon of a Tzivoy, still there'll be a din of Matnas Shchivra. Now this Teretz answers the second kasha of Tosfos, what is the difference between the din of Matnas Shchivra and the din of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis? As far as the first kasha of Tosfos, according to the case in Agamor of Isser Giyura, he never said Mefush, the Lashon of a Tzivoy, and if a Rav was not required to listen to him, he didn't Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis. The question would be, however, why didn't Isser Giyura simply use the Lashon of Tnu? Then we would have had to listen to him, Mitzvah Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis. Roshash is Moir this Kasha. Now the next Teretz Tosfos brings, B'Shem the Ri, Tosfos in other places, in Ksubus and in Gittin, he brings this B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that's probably the correct Girsa. Rabbeinu Tam answers this Kasha and he explains, the Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis only applies in a case where the money had been given over to a Shlish. Before he died, he gave his money to someone who was in charge of distributing it to the people who were supposed to get it. That's when we say Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis. If he didn't give it B'yad Shlish, then there is no such din. Tosfos explains further that even if the money is by someone else, like for example in our case, the money of Isser Giyura was in the hands of Rava, but since it was not given over to Rava explicitly for that purpose of being mekayim the Divrei HaMeis, therefore there is no such din. The next Mahalach Tosfos brings, this is also B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, he says that Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis will not apply in our case, the case for the person who died is a ger. Similar to that which the Gemara says, that there is no Matnas Shchiv Merah by a ger, since Ein Lo Yershim, the same would also be as far as Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis. The Hezbro in this year's Rabbeinu Tam says that since after the ger dies, his money becomes hefker, he doesn't have any schus to be merish these nechasim, since he doesn't have any kerech in them anymore, we can't say there is a din to be mekayim his words. Rishma, if he has yarshim, so he is still considered that he has a kerech in these nechasim, he has the right to give it over to his yarshim, therefore he also has the right to say that I want it to go to Pliny. Hashenkin, if the nechasim immediately become hefker at the time of his death, it's not shaykh to have this din of mitzvah lekayim divrei hameis. Now this Teretz will obviously only answer the first kasha of Tosfos. Why was Rav not mechuyif to be mekayim in the words of Isser Giyura because of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis? Hashenki in the second kasha of Tosfos, what is the difference between Matnas Shchiv Merah and Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis? This will not be a Teretz to that kasha. Since the Ger does not have either one of these dinim, does not have a din of Matnas Shchiv Merah nor the din of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis, so this will not be a Teretz. What is the nafkamina between the two dinim? Why do we have to be mesakin Dvarav Kiksuvinuk and Mesurin Dami if there's already a din of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis? Now I'll mention one final teretz which Tosfos brings in Ksubis on Daf Ayin. He says the nafkamina between Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis and the din of Divrei Shchiv Merah K'Ksuvin K'Mesurin Dami. He says, what happens if the Mekabel dies before the Nesin? Tosfos says that in this case we would not apply the din of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis. The din of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis is only to the Mekabel himself. If the Mekabel died before the Nesin, we would not say to give the Nechasim to the Yershim of the Mekabel. Hashenki, the din of Divrei Shchiv Merah K'Ksuvin K'Mesurin Dami, this din is already mechayef to give the nechasim to the mekabel's yarshim, even though the mekabel died before the nesin. Now finally, we mentioned that there are some rishonim who answered this kasha of Tosfos by saying the difference between mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis and divrei shchiv merah k'ksuvin k'mesurin dami is that mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is not actually a kinyan. This is how we began. We saw that Rabbi Chanan is medayek from the kasha of Tosfos. The whole kasha of Tosfos is assuming mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is also a kinyan. There are rishonim, however, the Mordechai brings this b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha. And the Ran al-Arif in Gittin, Yud Gimel, also brings such a shita, that if it would only be Misha Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis, and there would be no such din of Divrei Shchiv Merah K'Ksuvin K'Mesurin Dami, it would be a mitzvah on the assignment to mekayim the words of the father, they would have to give the nechasim to the person who the father said to give it to. However, if they don't listen, they go ahead and they sell the nechasim, or they give it away by matana, the machir or the matana would be valid, and furthermore, if the assignment were ketanim, ketanim would not be mechuyiv in this mitzvah. Now that there's a din of Divrei Shchiv Merah K'Ksuvin K'Mesurin Dami, immediately at the time of Misa, the Nechasim are already konui to the one who's supposed to get them. Even if the Yisayim go ahead and sell them or give them away, their Mechir or Matana is not Kayom. So these are a number of Mahalchim and Yishayim to explain the Chilik between Matnas Shchiv Merah and the din of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei HaMeis. Tosfos in the end also has another possible Teretz B'Shem Deri, which L'maisi is Chayzer from. One can look further in Tosfos and Gittin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschil Aval, as well as Tosfos and Ksubis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.